one barroom named Rocco's in East Kaka'ako, he staggered right up to the bar. The evening edition, in soggy condition, he held rolled up like a cigar. He sat on the stool like a crazy old fool and unrolled the newspaper flat. I saw he was crying, but I'm not one for prying, so I stared as the teardrops went splat. In what seemed like ages, he then turned the pages so reverently I dare not speak. Then slowly and solemn, he took Diane Chang's column and wiped off a tear from his cheek. He then finished reading, though his heart was still bleeding, and he looked like he'd rather be dead. So full of dejection, he then grabbed the A section and stared at the headlines and said, "What? Honolulu Star Bulletin? You gonna leave me now? The narratorium not fixed yet. Bishop Estate not bowed. We get the advertiser, but it no get but smizer. What now? Lau lau. What? Honolulu Star Bulletin? You gonna leave me now?" His face was so ragged, with edges so jagged, he looked like a quirky cartoon. Without Dave Shapiro, his prospects were zero for making it much beyond noon. Who'll do all the dissing with Memminger missing? He groaned as he slumped, all depressed. In a world without Kwan, I won't know who won until the next morning at best. Suddenly bolder, he looked past his shoulder and said to the color TV, "You got all these news jocks who got Leslie Wilcox. The hell if you ever get me." He said, "What the heck, I'll show some respect for those 117 years. And loudly he cursed and then started the first of 117 beers. And he said altogether, "What, Honolulu Star Bulletin, you gonna leave me now?" The rainbow started winning. To add to the stress, they killed the Sun Press. What now? Wow. Hey, wait. There's a beat to this song. Even though I never keep them, that don't mean you gotta throw them off too. Come on, let's try. What now? No! What now? Lau, lau. Oh, fuck, right on. What? Honolulu Star Bulletin. You gonna leave me now? You picked a fine time to leave me loose.